This conference is co-sponsored with the American Friends Service Committee, and it's been our pleasure here at Tufts University to be working with the AFSC for many, many years. Our students over the course of that time have learned a great deal from the opportunity of working directly with AFSC, and when they needed a place to sponsor this conference, we were very pleased to be able to advance the opportunity of using the resources here at Tufts University. For me, at least, when you think of town-gown relations, something that universities always face, we have a special relationship with the American Friends Service Committee. I'm not sure that AFSC thinks of themselves particularly as town. And I know that I don't think of myself as particularly gown, but there is a very important way in which AFSC representing a particular part of the community and Tufts University representing a particular way of learning have worked well together. And I really think that that model is important. As a community, AFSC has offered our students an important place to learn. And we're pleased as the university to offer you, AFSC, and all of you, a particular part of the community, to come and participate in these activities here today. A lot of work went into the planning of this conference, and I wish I could claim that Tufts was responsible for all of it, but that is really not the case. Many, many people at AFSC worked hard, and we were happy to be junior partners in this, but I would really like to take an opportunity to extend our thanks to Paul, Tony, Laura, Joe, Nick, Steve, Amy West here at Tufts University, who did a lot of the internal logistics. Most of you know that putting on something like this involves a lot of work in the deep background, a lot of attention to details. Things were running very, very smoothly outside. And all of that went as a result of painstaking, detailed, careful work and time management on the part of the AFSC Steering Committee. So I'd like to take a moment to extend our thanks to AFSC for putting this together. As always, with something like this, there's some important announcements that we need to bring you up to speed. Joe?
Okay. Well, first of all, just to welcome you here and to say that our expectations of you are not only to do some really hard work today, but we're really concerned about what you're going to do tomorrow, next week, next month, and next year, because it's going to be a long struggle. As part of that, you'll see there are a lot of video cameras here. There's also C-SPAN cameras here, and there's a lot of cable. So if you could please respect that, especially respect this door where there's a lot of cable. Don't use it, okay? Women going to the women's room, if you could please use this this aisle here, because we really need to protect those cables so we don't screw things up. So that's the first one. Also, many of these videotapes will be available to you if you contact the AFSC. We're also working on transcripts of the conference as well. I need to announce four additional workshops. Some of you have heard about this along the way, and you you're encouraged to consider moving into them. You'll be hearing in a few minutes from Ryan Amundsen, and I'll leave it to Paul to introduce him, but it's a voice from out of September 11th and the meaning of that, simply to note, if you wish, that they'll be leading a workshop in Olin room 107. And you'll later before we move into workshops later, we'll have someone coming up to do an announcement about the location of the cafeterias for those who won't be eating in this building, the people in the overflow rooms, and then also in terms of where the workshops are located. And simply to say that Mr. Amundsen is looking to find ways to link the families of people killed on September the 11th who want peace with the peace movement. Angela Raven Davis, former official at the United Nations and on the faculty here at the Fletcher School, will be leading a workshop on gender, women, terrorism, and the war. Doug Hofstetter, who spoke last night, will speak in a workshop in the afternoon. Those first two in the morning, In the afternoon, two additional workshops, Doug Hofstetter speaking about the situation in northern Afghanistan and relief work there. And one other we've added, Robbie Lepser is a video filmmaker, documentary maker. He made videos of the first two national protests in Washington, D.C. and in New York, and they will be shown this afternoon at that video will be shown this afternoon at 4:30 in a workshop. I have one disappointing announcement to make, which is, to the best of my knowledge, the workshop on recent history in Afghanistan is not going to be possible because the man who was leading that, as I understand it, unless he make himself known to me, my understanding is he's on his way to Afghanistan. Some things have been happening there. And I think he felt, in terms of his priorities since the meeting in Bonn, that he needed to be on call and ready to go elsewhere. You might consider moving into the workshop that Zia Mian will be doing on recent U.S. policy in South Asia. Zia is extraordinary, and there'll be some very powerful links there. There's still a few volunteers that we need to help tape record the workshops because, again, some of those workshops we will be transcribing and working to make into resources. We're talking resources nationally, not just for the local area. So if you can find me, even come up to the corner here, just kind of sneak up and let me know you're willing to do that. That would be helpful. What else do I have to have? And for those who have committed to do the taping, you can get those tape recorders when we break to go to the workshops down at the registration, the overflow registration table. And I think that does it for now.
As we think of 9/11, I know many of us were shocked and dismayed when we saw those events. I can remember my own reaction with my brother-in-law working in the World Trade Center, who fortunately was able to escape. Everyone, I think, was touched in one way or another by what happened that day. We are concerned that the response to 9/11 does not assume the form of war. We know that some response is necessary, but we don't think that the default position, the automatic response, should be one to perpetuate the cycle of violence. There are many people with many different voices who try to give that message, but some of them have a special place. Amber Amundsen is the wife of Craig Anderson, who was killed at the Pentagon on September 11th. Craig's brother, Ryan, is here as well, and they've just completed a walk from Washington, D.C. to New York to oppose war as the response to the tragedy on 9/11. They're here to share a few of their thoughts with us. So first, Amber, please.